Hello and welcome to the Norwegian edition of the Gambler Betting Podcast. It's week three in Norway this week, and I'm joined by Greg and David for a look ahead to this weekend's best bets. How's it going, guys?
Yeah, good.
Very well, thank you.
Good, as I say, David, we're approaching week three this weekend. The picture's not really getting any clearer at the moment in Elite Serien. We've got a familiar look at the top of the table, I guess, with Gwent and Molde at the top. Having a look at the league table, I think half the league have won one and lost one in their first two games, which doesn't make it easy from a punting point of view, does it?
No, it doesn't. It makes it pretty difficult. I think Molde and Gwent are the only two who look solid early on. Kristiansund with a win and a draw so far, but yeah, it's in terms of picking out a team who looks like a certain winner, there's only two on the table at the moment, and they're both usually short prices.
Yeah, indeed. And a wee bit of a dearth of goals last week, only 10 goals in the 7 games.
Really disappointing in terms of goals. It's Cup week in Norway, so the first round, it's a big kind of week, first round of the Cup, where a lot of the local teams play against bigger teams. So all the goals have been saved up for that. There's been 6-0s, 7-0s, an 11-0. There's a 7-6, a 6-4. There's loads. The main talking points from that, Sandefjord probably knocked out. Sandefjord being knocked out by third division Flickery. Second division maybe, actually. Really, really, really poor start to the season for Sandefjord. To get knocked out of the cup by a team in the second division is not a great start.
It's not. And Greg, one place where we have seen goals is in the lower tiers in Norway, and that's something we're going to have a good look at as the season goes on.
Yeah, it's been a really good start in the Obosligaen. And I think there's been 15 games played so far. And of those 15 matches, 14 have delivered at least over 1.5 match goals, and 10 of those have delivered over 2.5. So the Obosligaen, a very promising start on the goal front.
Yeah, we'll get to those pretty soon. Not too many prices up so far, Greg, as we're recording it Thursday evening.
No, I can only find prices for three of the matches on Monday. So it's great to have it on a Monday. I really do enjoy Obosligaen Monday. So I was devastated to find out and learn that the opening 2 weeks were across Saturday and Sunday. So yeah, really pleased to have Norway Division 1 back on a Monday. Yeah. It makes Mondays much more bearable.
It'll take it through a Monday. Sad times, but true.
And I guess just on that point as well, I think I said on the channel, we're going to kind of let things bed in first couple of weeks. So there's obviously not been that many tips across Match Day 1 and 2 or probably this week either, to be fair, but what I will be doing is probably spending a little bit more time looking at the opportunities in Division 2 and Division 3, especially on the goal front. There were some cricket scores again across Division 2 and 3 across the weekend, so a lot of matches to get through. But as the season unfolds, we'll get into a groove and a rhythm around the teams that we like to back. But at the moment, we are just sitting patiently and just waiting our time.
Yeah, and David, I kind of alluded to the fact that we've not got a lot of consistent form to go on already after two match days. Last week we talked up the treble of Glimt, Molde and Brann. I think it was a 2-1 treble, but it was Brann who were the ones who undone it, beaten by Fredrikstad. Despite the fact they had 79% possession, 20 shots, they went down 2-0. And I suppose my question is, was it just a bad day at the office, or is that a sign of things to come for Brann? Are they going to, you know, we're not going to see that kind of swashbuckling football that we saw from them?
I mean, they tried. Fredrikstad came with a game plan. It was disgusting to watch. I was tweeting about it because it was a full stadium at Brann on Sunday night.
Yeah, and I watched the highlights and it looked fantastic. It looked a really good
absolutely
atmosphere.
Cooking. Great. I think it was 17,500, 18,000. A load of fans, probably a lot of fans going to like maybe their first game or not regular fans, and they were treated to honestly the most embarrassing display from Fredrikstad in terms of time wasting, constantly just lying on the ground, consistently lying on the ground, taking ages over everything. The referee just let it happen. Eventually, he did play 13 minutes of injury time in the second half, despite there being not really any injuries, apart from all the pretend injuries of Fredrikstad. So, yeah, it was a tough day for Brann, really frustrating. Just couldn't break Fredrikstad down. And in the end, Fredrikstad picked them off with a couple of goals. And, yeah, I think it probably set a game plan for other teams if they want to go to Brann and frustrate them. But, yeah, if that is football in the future, I'll probably...
Well, David, I did read that some of the Norwegian newspapers said that Fredrikstad were like the Scottish Hamilton.
Yeah. No, I mean, to be fair, like normally these things get kind of, not swept away, but like just put down to a good tactics or something. But actually, the response was quite bad, both online and in the media, just like saying it was definitely crossed the line for what's acceptable. And hopefully what it does is it makes referees think twice about how much they let them away with, because it was really tough to watch as a game. And I usually really like watching Brann, but yeah, it made it a difficult watch.
Yeah, an unexpected defeat, David, for Brann. They're away to Viking this weekend, both kind of priced up around the 64, 31 to 20 mark. And I guess they'll be keen to get some points on the board. But Viking, I guess, didn't show up too badly against Bodø/Glimt last weekend.
Again, another team that kind of went away from home and they played quite defensive. They went to Bodø against Glimt and didn't really attack as much as I would have expected or would have liked. Had a couple of spells in the game and they had some good chances. They probably should have been ahead at half time. But in the end, another team who were doing a lot of time wasting in the second half, especially, they got punished and lost.
Yeah.
And lost 1-0. So I'd expect them to be super attacking this weekend, Viking. I don't expect them to be at home in defence. This is a bit of a derby. It's a big derby down in the southwest coast, or the west coast of Norway. I think it's going to be a cracking game. Two attacking teams. Brann will play the way they play. And yeah, I think this is game of the weekend, absolutely, for sure. On Sunday.
How do you see it going, given they're both priced up the same?
Yeah, I can see there being plenty of goals. I think Brann might get the better of them. I think Viking's defence, when they do open up a bit, the defence is a little bit vulnerable. They lack a bit of pace, so interesting to see how the game pans out. But what I do like in this game is corners. Brann already this season have come out of the blocks on the corner front, top of the tree in Norway with I think it's 26 corners from their first
28.
First, yeah, okay. So as many as that, yeah. So they had 14 last week against Fredrikstad, which obviously wasn't so good. And I think against Viking they're going to have plenty of attacking threat. A Viking team who have conceded 7 corners in the first 2 games, both against Sarpsborg and against Bodø/Glimt. So quite like the look of Brann to hit 6 corners, at least 6 corners. It's priced at 11-10. They
That's
were
a really good price, David, isn't it? It's a really good price. I think the
corner kings last year.
Yeah.
In Norway, and again, they're playing exactly the same way, and expect them to be on the front foot this weekend.
Yeah, and I guess that's an angle you quite fancy as well, Greg, given the corner count from Brann so far.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's a great price. I think typically last season, the value on Brann team corners wasn't much at all. You're talking 8s and 9s to get 11-10. But this early in the season, to get 11-10 on hitting 6, having hit 14 and 14 in their first 2 games, and don't get me wrong, this is a much tougher assignment away to Viking, but I'm with David in this one. It's a cracking find.
Yeah.
Really good find, I think.
Yeah.
And worth backing.
David, we've spoken about the fact that Molde and Glimt are the only two teams who are unbeaten so far. Bodø/Glimt are away to Lillestrøm. Obviously, Glimt had to be a wee bit more patient at the weekend there against Viking. Saltnes claimed the goal. Did it go in straight from the free kick, or did he get a touch on it?
No, he definitely flicked his blonde mop. He came off the bench and so did Sandra Sirley, actually. Sandra Sirley put the free kick in and certainly just got a wee flick on it. So yeah, really important goal. Kept them two wins, and yeah, they've not conceded a goal yet, although a little bit lucky perhaps to not concede at the weekend. So yeah, decent start for Gleamt. Not quite free-flowing yet, but I think it's coming. Just getting the, I think Kasper Haug, he played 20 minutes or so at the weekend. He's probably going to be the striker this weekend, I would imagine, which just gives him a bit of a focal point up there, and it gives him a bit more freedom to play with Evjen and Hauge and Mikkelsen and Grimback kind of round him, and I think that should really work. Lillestrøm, really important win for them after disappointment of losing at home to Kristiansund. They bounced back, went to Haugesund, got a really good result. Played really well. Well-deserved win. And kind of what I spoke about before the season, I kind of expected Lillestrøm to be the one who was potentially, if anyone was going to surprise the top three, it was going to be them. So, yeah, it was nice to see them playing well. And I think this should be a good game at the weekend. I think it's a game... It's a game that we saw goals in last year. It was 3-1, 3-1 to in Bode, and it was 2-1 in Lillestrøm. Year before that, I think we had a 4-1. We've had a couple of 4-1s in the last few years, and I think goals in this one looks really good. Normally, we'll get the goal line on Bode Glimt kind of set at 4 or over 3.5. This week, the Asian goal line set at 2.5-3. For under evens, but I like the 3.0 on the Asian goal line. 3.0, so money back if there's three goals, winner if there's more. It's 2.075, and yeah, I think this game with Lillestrøm at home, with a new manager, it doesn't play the same way. It doesn't play the 3-5-2, which is what they played previously. I can see this being a good open game, and I can see Glimt scoring a good at least two goals, potentially more, and Lillestrøm probably getting a couple as well.
Yeah, it's been a kind of steady but unspectacular start for Glimt so far. David, I guess we're going to see some goals from them eventually.
Yeah, because they're not playing defensive football. Like they're playing super attacking, high press football. So I think it's just a matter of time.
Yeah. Molde, they're at home to Kristiansund. Again, a solid start for them this season. They'll be really happy with the 6 points from their two games. And it was a nice strike from, is it Hagelskjær? How would you say his name?
Yeah, Hagelskjær.
Almost.
lovely strike by him to win that one. Kristiansund won't be too unhappy with their start to the season either. 4 points from their possible six so far.
Yeah, really good start for Kristiansund. Molde, that goal at the weekend as well just shows you how attacking Molde are. Like, that's their central defender of the three, getting forward, smashing one in with his left foot. So Molde weren't great against HamKam, but HamKam can be a little bit difficult to play against sometimes, and they got the win in the end. So that was quite good. Kristiansund, obviously that win over Lillestrøm last week, a bit of a different game against Quaffa. Just two teams that pretty evenly matched, and they played out a 1-1 draw at home. Probably a disappointing result given their first win, the first game of the season. But I think they'll take 4 points and good starts to the season.
Yeah, have you had a look at this game, Greg, from a corners point of view?
No, not this one. No, there's only maybe one other match that's kind of taken my fancy in the Eliteserien this weekend, possibly two, and that's the match at Odd and Sandefjord. I know obviously David mentioned Sandefjord's pure start to the season, and Odd, pretty decent start from them. Obviously lost in the opening day, but they got a 1-0 win at Sarpsborg and they're through to the next round of the Cup. Sandefjord in their third away match in a row, and I noticed that the record at Odd's very poor. They've only won three of, I think, 23 visits to Odd. So that's one that's kind of taken my at the moment.
Okay, something might see in the channel then.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. It's a tricky card, but that's when it stands out. Odd are 10-11 to win that. And obviously Sandefjord getting knocked out of the Cup as well. lost their opening game, so not a great start for Sandyford, and they don't enjoy going to Odd anyway. So,
yeah, David, I was going to ask you about the Tromsø price at 7-10. We've kind of discussed in the kind of preview podcast that we did that we think they might struggle this season. They are 7-10 at home to Haugesund this weekend.
Yeah, very short, very short. Haugesund were poor on Sunday, against Lillestrøm at home. Off the back of a decent win at Odd, they would have liked to do something at home. So yeah, tough one to call this. I absolutely would not back Tromsø at that price. But I can see Tromsø getting a win in that one. But yeah, I wouldn't touch them at that price. They shouldn't be below evens, given how poor they looked in the first week.
Haugesund also knocked out the cup as well, I think, on penalties.
They did
yesterday. So not a great start. Obviously a great start to the season in terms of the opening win, but poor since then.
Yeah, and that is that team that beat them, Torvastad, I've never heard of them. They must be, I don't even know where they're from, what division they're in. They must be in the fourth division. They must be in the fifth tier or something.
Yeah, they're in the fourth, they're not in the third anyway.
That's a terrible result.
Yeah. The other game, David, is on Saturday. It's Fredrikstad, who we've obviously discussed quite a lot so far. They're 64 against Sarpsborg. Sarpsborg, the only team without a win after two games played. Obviously, who didn't play last was at Tromsø and Strømsgodset, maybe. Can't remember who didn't play last week. That 64 price justified on Fredrikstad, or is that purely based on the fact that they've gone and got that result last weekend, even if it was painful to watch?
Yeah, I mean, Sarpsborg absolutely battered Odd last week. And that's in the second half especially, just chance after chance, missed a penalty, couldn't score.
I did notice they've got two former Celts and one of them missed a penalty last week, Joe Inge Berget.
The keeper for Celtic?
Yes.
Did not know that.
Yeah, under Ronnie Daniel. Stefan Johansson came on as a sub.
Yeah, so Stefan Johansson made his debut. So he's going to be back for this weekend. But yeah, Sarpsborg as well. Really poor start to the season. Two defeats. Not scored yet, which is surprising given it's Sarpsborg a very attacking team. I think that price in Sarpsborg looks really good. This is a huge game. This is a massive derby. This is going to be a full house at Fredrikstad this weekend. It's completely sold out. This is the big game for them in terms of like where they're geographically. They're both down in the south of Norway, like south of Oslo. This means a lot down in those parts. And I think. I think it's going to be a really good occasion, but I can see Fredrikstad not being as defensive as they were the other day, and that might go in against them because Sarpsborg has got some good attacking players.
I'm just looking at Fredrikstad Stadium, 12,500, David.
Yeah,
once
not bad these days.
Once host to Elton John, who performed there in 2007. There you go. It's amazing what you can find on
Wikipedia. John has also played at Medema Park.
There you go. Yeah, that's a quiz question. What links Fredrikstad and St. Johnson? Who'd have thought it? Things you learn on Wikipedia. So that's one worth kind of watching from afar, I suppose, then, David, if it's a derby and that Sarpsborg price maybe a wee bit too big.
Yeah, I think it is a little bit big. I can definitely see them. Can definitely see them bouncing back after what was a poor result last week.
Last but not least, I guess this weekend is Rosenborg against HamKam. Rosenborg got their win. Oh, sorry, they were beaten last week. It's Strømsgodset having won on week one.
Back to normal.
Yeah,
back to normal. Pretty much, David. Yeah.
Do you know what? They were actually quite good. A lot better than last year. Pretty much the whole year, much more promising signs coming out of Rosenborg in their style of play. Got a couple of young guys that looked really talented coming through, and I think just a little bit more positivity definitely coming out of Rosenborg just because of that performance last week. They obviously lost the game, but it definitely didn't deserve to lose, and that's yeah, that is a change to last year, because last year they did lose a lot of games that they deserved to lose as well. So hopefully for them, a home win this week, I can see them. I can see them winning at home. I think they shouldn't have a problem beating Hamcam, who did okay against Molde last week, but they maybe lack a goal scoring threat.
What's the general response to Alfred Johansson been like?
Yeah, positive. He's very intense on the touchline, but he's, I think more than that, he's got the team playing in a way that it looks like they're actually coached.
Imagine that.
They just had no plan for the last 3 years. Basically, there was no plan. So I think it's a positive, definitely a positive outlook. And there's a young guy that's come into the team called Jesper Tansunda, and he is 17, I think, just turned 17, and he looks really, really good, really good winger. So he's taken his place in the left wing, and he's played. He started both games actually now, and he looks like he could be a really good talent.
Tuesday, maybe you'll be able to tell us why. Coffa v Strom Scottish set game's not until Tuesday this week.
Coffa Stadium isn't ready yet. So they are playing at Vålerenga Stadium just now.
So at least there is so some late season football being played at Vålerenga this year.
Yeah, so basically, this is the last game they'll play there. So Vålerenga play on Sunday themselves at home to Stabæk, and it was, and so Coffa play on Tuesday.
A decent start for Coffa, two draws, albeit.
Yeah, obviously unbeaten. I think this week, I think they'll fancy their chances against Strømsgodset. I don't think it's anything to be scared of, but Strømsgodset, they've got a lot of big players from Scotland. They look good from set. I think they'll be good from set pieces this year. Scored a nice goal against Rosenborg as well. Took it really well, Thomason. And I think it should be. That's a really even game. Yeah, the prices reflect that 2.55, 2.6. It's a hard one to call. I'd probably make Strømsgodset just favourites, but I think this is the last home game for them in for Coffa in Telia Arena before they head to Ekeberg, which is where hopefully we'll be on tour. Yes. The Gambler Podcast will be on tour in September.
Bring it on. If we can tie in with an Elton John concert, that would be amazing.
Steady.
So I think we've covered most of the games in the latest season. Greg, it's probably still a wee bit too early for us to get too involved in some of these games at the moment.
Yeah, it's only match day 3. I think we're just happy to sit back and watch for now. I think David's found a cracker in the brand Corners at a great price for 6. And I might have something on the channel. Maybe one bet from the Elite Azerian over the weekend.
Yeah. Okay, let's discuss Levanger, David's local team, who are, after 2 wins out of... No, sorry. 4 points out of their opening 6 points, top of Obersligaen, and just 30 games away from Eliteserien football, David. What a start.
Yeah, I mean, what a game last week. 5-0, it was 4-0 at half-time. Just completely blew Moss away. Moss, who'd won 3-0 at home to Leon Oslo in the first weekend, obviously came with a bit of confidence, but yeah, just Levanger blew them away first half. I think the Moss manager made 3 changes at half time to try and sort things out, and then Levanger went out and scored in the 47th minute. So yeah, just a really, really good day for them. Probably be, I'd imagine, a little bit harder this week as they go back away from home, but a game though they'd probably fancy winning against Brina. Brina lost at Stabæk last week 1-0 in a pretty even game. I think Levanger will be very excited about how they've started this season.
Yeah, absolutely.
Only thing that puts me off of Brina is their home form is really good.
Yeah,
I mean, we much, found that last season.
Last year, yeah.
That Brina's home form last season was fantastic, actually. That's the only thing that put me off, but yeah, can't argue with that. What a start they've had.
Yeah, and a bit like Elitis here and Greg, there's not a lot of consistent form to go on. The only team who have a 100% record so far are newly promoted Egersund, who have only played one game. Everyone else has dropped points so far. So again, not a huge amount that we can go on this early in the season.
No, what you can say is that there's a couple of sides who have started really poorly who you'd expect a little bit more from. So I think Start are one of them, and Saunders as well. Two games each, four defeats between the two of them. So and no points so far. You'd expect those two to be challenging in the playoffs at least.
Yeah,
so we're very close out from them.
Yeah, and Start getting knocked out of the cup. Midweek as well by a fourth division team, I think. So yeah, really, really, really poor start to season for Start.
Yeah, and we probably should mention that Vålerenga got their first win in Obosliga.
Yeah. Went to Raufoss, there was a lot of snow around the pitch. A load of Vålerenga fans as well, really, really travelling well. I think they'll probably enjoy their year in Obos. Got the win. Looked as if they were going to batter. Raufoss went 2-0 up in the first half, absolutely dominating. Raufoss got back in it and Vålerenga just got over the line. Also won, I tweeted that out yesterday, they went to American University side, Union Carl Berner
What was going on there?
I don't know. Just a team that has an American football pitch as a football pitch. So yeah, not something that you see very often in Europe. People playing football on an American football pitch, but yeah, they won 3-0, I think it was yesterday. So they're through in the cup. Season's underway, and this week Sunday home to Stabæk, you'd fancy them to get a win.
Yeah, as we said, not many prices around at the moment. It's Thursday evening. Anything that we should be keeping an eye out for this weekend, David?
One goal scorer I like to look off. So Ranheim won 3-1 last weekend. Really good result for Ranheim. Home to San Azulf. Hat-trick for Bendik Bie. Bendik Bie, who played quite a lot in the Eliteserien with Kristiansund. He's moved to Ranheim now. And yeah, hat-trick on his first home game for Ranheim. So he is 3.1 to score at any time this week. Away at Moss, who have just lost 5-0 against Levanger. So yeah, Bendik Bie, 3.1 any time.
Who's that with?
It's with Ranheim. Bet365. No. Yeah.
Bet365. Yeah. Yeah, that's one of the few games that's been priced up.
Yeah, it is. And actually, if another player I didn't cover it, Greg was talking about Odd, who he likes this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Odd's main striker, or they signed Torgeir Bøven in the summer. Yeah, the winter, sorry. I'll never get used to that. He was meant to be the main striker. He's injured for 12 weeks, so Mikael Ingebrigtsen has been the one who's started up front, and he looks really lively. Should have scored last week, missed a couple of good chances. I think he scored in the cup yesterday, if I'm not mistaken. But he's 3.75 to score any time, playing as a striker for Odd against at home to Sandefjord. Looks like a really good price as well. So him and Bendik Bie together combined is just north of 10-1, so 10.63 on the decimal.
Okay, good. Right.
Yeah, that's my goal scorer's double for the weekend.
I like it. We'll maybe get you to put that on your Twitter channel for anyone who's listening. particularly for the spelling, as much as anything else, so some of those names. Greg, I'm guessing, again, like Eliteserien, not a huge amount that we can read into so far.
Not yet. I think I'll be on maybe all 8 matches over 1.5 again.
Yeah.
The prices so far have been pretty decent. It came in on match day 1, and it paid us under 4-1. So 4-1, more than happy to get involved at that price. Because obviously, as the season goes on, it starts to dwindle down to 2-1. So, get in there now.
Yeah, and we also discussed at the top of the podcast just about some of these lower league games in Tier 3 in Norway as well. And plenty to look forward to there. Some big scores last week.
Yeah, lots of big scores. And I noticed on Monday, Monday tends to be the day in which a lot of the Eliteserien B-sides play. And I think on Monday, there was quite a few of them away from home. Mm-hmm. And no surprise, they all lost. I think most of them lost anyway. So that's where we make our money sometimes on the Monday when we've got that B team away from home.
Yeah.
Worked for us really well last season. I'm sure it'll do the same again this season.
Absolutely. Okay. Anything else from you, David?
No, nothing yet. As I say, I think the third division prices will probably come up by Saturday. So, yeah, looking forward to some of those because I think there is, again, some gems in there.
Okay. I feel a quick podcast for us this week since we don't have too much form to go on. But no tips from you as yet, Greg. But David, could you maybe give us your thoughts for the weekend?
Yeah. So, I mean, firstly, on Sunday afternoon, it's the early kickoff on Sunday. It's Brann travel to Viking, and Brann to hit six or more corners is 2.1 on Bet365. And also on Sunday, this is the late game, Lillestrøm versus Glimt. Asian 3.0 goal line is 2.075. And finally, on Sunday in the odd game, Mikael Ingebrigtsen to score. And on Monday in the Ranheim game, Bendik Bia to score anytime in the double is 10.63 on the decimal.
Good. That should give us a wee interest. And Greg, you expect to have something on your channel before the weekend?
Yeah, I'll have something from the Eliteserien and possibly from the Obersligaen once we get goal prices on the eight matches.
Okay, doke. So if you're not already a member of Greg's channel, make sure you follow him on Twitter. He's at Browning84Greg. You can find out all the details of how to get involved in his Telegram channel there. And David's new Twitter handle is DW in Norway. If you're not already following David, make sure you give him a follow there as well. And see some videos of people taking the mickey out of Fredrikstad. amongst other things. Okay, thanks guys, that's us for this week's podcast. Thank you very much for listening. Best of luck your bets this weekend.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Have a good luck.